Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Greetings, the Wonderful Approach family. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we're in the classroom. We're in the classroom today learning, building, growing, sharing, developing, pruning. We're doing all these wonderful things so that we can be better spiritualists on the other side of this whole equation, right? I want to welcome you to the classroom. We are here to help each other get down this road, to work on these things called life. And I'm going to tell you, life is be-lifing, okay? It is not the easiest thing in the world. It really isn't. There are moments of intense struggle, strife, challenges. And what we're here to do is we're here to learn spiritual ways to deal with some of the challenges that this earth presents to us, right? So I want everybody, like we do every Wednesday, get your pen and paper. We're going to be focusing in on those things that are going to help us get past this. But I want to tell you about last week, all right? First of all, Sunday, this past Sunday was first Sunday. Ooh-wee. Sister Faith in the Faith Walk was so incredibly awesome. You know, there are quite a few programs that have stemmed from a Wonderful Approaches radio program. And I'm very, very proud of these programs. I know we have Sister Makita has been ever so consistent with her midday power up that she does every single Wednesday. Sister Nisi got in there and was working with the menfolk and giving them voice and power. It was awesome. We have Sister Unique who has the energy report once a month. There are so many good, positive, beautiful programs that come out of a Wonderful Approach. And we got work to do. There's so much work to do. Negativity don't take vacations, so neither can we. We got to stay on top of it. We have to understand that they're coming for us for a reason. Not just out of the blue. They're seeing something. There's a light that's being shined, and they're like, hey, I need to know this. I need to see this. And so if you're trying to be one of those positive light bearers, if you're trying to bring positivity to your house, to your family, to your church, your elay, and you feel the resistance, you're like, wait a minute, what is this resistance? Yeah, yeah, that's called opposition, and that's what we hear fighting. But I'm going to give you the secret. You have to fight positively. You know, negativity wants you to get out of character. They want you, and you have to understand negativity, they're the king of negativity, you know. So what we good people can't do is jump over there and think we're going to beat them at their game. No, no, no. What we have to do is stay on the righteous side. The righteous side always wins. Always. So I love it. Come on. We got work to do. But every Wednesday we get together to try to help each other up, give each other some encouragement, share, you know, and everyone here, everyone is a teacher and a student. If you're not both of those, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're thinking about. Everyone is here to teach and to learn. So when I say, hey, press one to share, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to that person. You don't have to be an expert. You just have to care about people. You just have to want people to have an easier road than you did. You just have to say, hey, I've learned in my life, this is a great way to try it. Or you can go the other way. Hey, I did this way and it was horrible. Whatever you do, don't do that. All you have to do is care. All you have to do is be a human in this. And so Sunday, we did the Faith Walk. last week, Wednesday, you can check out the programs. You can go to A Wonderful Approach Facebook page. We have a Facebook page out there. Yeah. And last week's show was on My Junk, Your Junk. And everyone that's ever been to A Wonderful Approach retreat, I felt you tense up a little bit. I'm going to tell you to breathe through it. Breathe and just remember, you know, it's important to understand junk and life. And it's important to understand whose junk this is, who's responsible for it, who needs to take it out. And so it was a great program. I had some awesome backup on it. Thank God. And so if you want to take a moment to really understand accountability, if you want to understand spiritual responsibility, not trying to be funny, Mama Khadija hit people in the head and was talking about spiritual enabling. And so, you know, when I said there was no punches held, we were all in. And there was some wonderful information that came about. So if you get a chance, go back and listen to it. Great information. So today we're going to talk about the power of kindness. All right. Now this, I'm telling you, family, the reason why I had to go through all this, I had to let you know, hey, this is what we're doing, the power of kindness. Anytime you say the power of, or anytime you refer to the power, I need you to understand you're also lending it power. So I don't say the power of negativity. I'm trying to take power away from negativity. I'm not going to encourage that. But I do want to encourage the power of kindness. We got to really, really get into it. So we are energizing kindness. We are building it. Why? One, we're spiritual people. Kindness is part of our toolbox. And I see we got some new people online. That's wonderful. Welcome. We do this every Wednesday. Fantastic. For the old people, they already know this. But for my new people, let me tell you, there's a spiritual toolbox that you need. This toolbox is going to help you handle the challenges that you have in your life. I wish spirituality, religion took all of our challenges away. It does not. But what it does do is it gives us tools to use when these situations come up. And that's our toolbox, right? You will find that kindness is a powerful tool. It can be applied very generously. It's free. You know, there's so many wonderful, positive things. We're going to get into it. But I want you to understand this isn't just a cute word. This is a power tool. And it's so very necessary if we're going to be able to elevate our words, our vision, our actions. I don't want to be in the same place. I'm not going to be. I can tell you that. But I don't desire it. I want to learn. I want to learn more. I want to build. I want to see myself fully developed. I want to see the people around me developed. This is part of the elevation, though. Certain tools are, you can't do this without. You cannot build no house without a hammer. None. You cannot build a house without a saw. You know, you might need some wood for the walls. However you're going to build, what, depending on the kind of house, will depend if you need concrete or whatever. But some tools are the universal tools that you need, that everyone needs. You know, and we can go through. I'm just going to rattle off five: prayer, meditation, patience, discipline, a desire for, a quest for learning and learning more about God, developing that close relationship with God. These are just basic tools. Basic. You need them. I'm going to share with you how I utilize kindness in my toolbox, okay? And so stay with me. And I want you to share with me the times where, and this is, you know, I love this, I want you to share with me the times where you shared kindness and it was well received, or times where someone was kind to you, I say for no reason. They didn't have to. They didn't know me. They didn't, you know, it was just so many things that, and so many times it's hard to remember all of them. But, you know, this is what we're talking about, the power of kindness, because I had people move some mountains for me, you know, and people were like, I don't remember no mountains moving, Mama Seven. You're not in my life. I'm telling you, this problem, it was a mountain for me. You mean I thought it was a mountain. I thought this was Mount Everest, okay? I thought this was a high mountain, all right? And someone came and knocked this mountain down just out of the pure kindness of their heart. And so I want to share with you, because I want you to be able to utilize this power. I want you to have easy access to this free, self-sustaining power. And then I want you to also be able to recognize someone is showing you a gesture of kindness. And that's going to be important, because as people are sharing and showing you kindness, you are going to need at that moment to be able to show, express, feel gratitude. You see, it's a cycle. It's going back and forth. So, one, I want you to know how to do it. And then, two, I want you to be able to recognize when it's being done with you, okay? And so this is what we're doing. And if you got pen and paper, I hope you're already scribbling. I hope you were writing so fast. I was doing this. And this program Spirit gave to me, oh, my goodness, a week ago. And I was, you know, I was trying to make sure I was clear on the message. And, you know, Spirit was very, very clear about the power. It's going to be important that we understand that we are moving in on a power mode, okay? All right, so definition of power. Why? Because I'm not just talking about any kind of kindness. I'm not talking about the kindness of butterflies and, you know, ducklings, and I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the power of it, you know, and it's very clear that this conversation is about utilizing kindness to manifest. So this is not just one of those, I'm going to send love out to the universe and may the universe know. This is a very clear, use this to your benefit. Don't let this pass. So definition of power, the ability to act or exert effort for the accomplishment of a task, okay? That's power. You know, you have to do something. A lot of times in spirituality, we get to the point where we're not actually putting things in motion. We're not making it happen. Not making it happen, guess what? That doesn't make it happen. When you are just sitting there and, oh, by the way, I'm just going to, you know, let this happen the way it's supposed to. And No, I'm not talking about that. This is about creating and manifesting in your life using kindness. All right, kindness, adjective, to be sympathetic or helpful in nature. All right, and so with your pen and paper, I want you to write down all the ways that you are kind, okay? Are you sympathetic towards other people's challenges or plights? Are you helpful, whether you are lending a listening ear, whether you are, my big thing, making prayers, helping guide people on their journeys? Are you, you know, kindness, to be gentle? Let me tell you the beauty of something gentle. To be gentle means that you are taking extra precautions not to be harsh. I say, if you've been to a guided meditation, if you've been anywhere with a wonderful approach. You'll hear, there's always a time where, and I'll say, you know, allow me to speak to you gently. And I promise you, what comes out is usually not the gentlest thing in the world. Usually that thing, it has a little snippet to it. But the words are said to prepare you and also to share with you my intention to be gentle. I have to still say this, but I want to say it in a way where you're going to receive it the best. And so we're writing down all the ways that we are kind, because it's important that we take a look at ourselves, okay? I love, you know, doing the work. I could look and talk to people all day long, but I promise you, at the end of the night, the only person I'm looking at is me. I got to be able to look into this mirror and be like, hey, were you kind right here? Right here? You know, were you being gentle? Definition, all right, to be affectionate, to be loving. All right, so my love gurus, when you press one, because we're going to have to press one, we're going to have to talk about this. So my love gurus, kindness is a level of loving that, you know, mothers share with babies, you know, that God shares with us. You know, there's a special kind of love right here that forces you to be kind, and it's a force sometimes. But you do it to be loving, to be attentive, a big one for me, to be considerate. And to me, this is that considerate really is my mic drop for me. I got it circled, all right, because a little consideration goes a long way. You can tell when someone is considerate. You can tell when someone is trying to assist you. You can tell when someone is putting your needs and wants forward to the point where it may even be so forward it's above their own. That's considerate. And if everybody could just be considerate of me, that's all I really need. Consideration. And then the last one I have down for definition is thoughtful. Yes, kindness is thoughtful. All right. So when you with somebody and like, oh, well, that's just the way that I am. Okay, well, I need you to go be something different, because the way you are is not thoughtful. You know, thoughtful implies that you have thought about it. Not the first thing that just be popping off the top of your head. Okay? Think about it. Let's think about what it means to have thought about it, and then we come to this. When someone's going to give you the benefit, and then the benefit, and then the benefit, and then they speak. That is kindness. Now, there's some things I learned about kindness and I want to share, but I want to also open up the phone lines, because this one should be off the Richter. There should be so many press ones out there that, you know, we may not get to everybody. And the reason why I say that is because there should be moments on moments on moments when someone has been kind to you that you can look back and say, no, let me press one, because this person is human, but they were acting like an angel that day. You know, you should be able to press one and be like, man, this person was considerate of my thoughts and my feelings, that I felt the kindness. You know, everyone should have that thought. And then I'm also turn around and offer some suggestions. You know, if you would like to be more kind, try this, try that. So there ain't no wrong answers. I give thanks that there aren't any wrong answers. There are just people that are trying to assist each other as we grow. So now is the time to press one if you'd like to join the conversation, if you would like to share your story, if you would like to ask questions, perfectly fine. Now's the time to do that. So while we're waiting on the switchboard, I want to share about kindness. And this is something that when I learned it about 2-3 years ago, it blew me away. And I love to share still learning. I don't know how old you are. I'll tell you, I'm in the 50 plus. You know, I got some pluses on my 50. And I'm still actively learning. I'm going to share another thing. Not only am I actively learning with my 50 plus, I am learning things still that I thought I already knew. Now, that amazes me. It amazes me. I'm up here learning something new. Ooh, we got this. You know, I'm so this, I'm so that. And Spirit will not hesitate to share with me something new. And every time I see it or hear it, I am amazed. I am humbled. I am overjoyed. I really, really delight in God trusting me with his information, God trusting me to be righteous by the information, God trusting me to allow the information to reach who it needs to reach. I go through a whole situation, a whole loving moment of gratitude when I learn something new. So I'll never forget when I was on the radio with a sister. Her name is, I call her the Angel Mayotte, okay? And so we're on the radio, and we were speaking about kindness. And she says to me, you know, Mama Seven, kindness is a choice. We choose to be kindness. We don't have to be, but something will touch us, and we make a choice that we're going to be kind. And this blew my mind. And I know you're like, why? Why? Because I never thought of the choice. I never thought about every time someone assists me that they thought about that, that they had the little positive angels, the little negative angels sitting up in their ears. They had many options, whether they were going to be kind or whether they were going to be sarcastic or whether, you know, sarcastic, they think they're being witty, funny. Oh, those just jokes. No, they're not. They're not jokes, and they're not nice. So every time someone showed me a kindness, I recognize now they're making a choice. They didn't have to be nice to me. They're not obligated. They made a choice, and I'm appreciative of the choice. I'm glad they made. To me, I'm like, woo-hoo, right decision. Being good to me, being nice to me, great decision, wonderful. But I do want to acknowledge that it was a decision. They didn't have to. And to me, that deepened my gratitude. You know, I was ever more kind, and I was ever more grateful. So kindness is a choice. And it's something that we need to be aware of when we're making other choices, okay? So I'm going to share this also because I say this all the time. I say it so much that sometimes it bothers me. I say, hurt people, right? And I'm like, oh, it's true, true. Once someone is hurting, then everything that they do from that moment comes from a place of hurt, all right? So when someone is being unkind, understand they can only put out what they have inside them, okay? They didn't have a choice. They didn't make the choice to be kind. I'm going to tell you, at that very moment, if you ever really want to mess up somebody's head, be kind to them. I trained my boys, not trained because it takes time, got to practice this. I trained my boys. Whenever somebody's giving you a hard time, whenever some adult you think is being unfair to you, whatever, whatever, I want you to say, sir. Yes, sir. And they're like, what? You want me to say, sir, and they're up here giving me a hard time, blah, blah, blah. Yes, because you're going to put that kindness out there. And it always comes back. Always. Always, always, always. So sometimes when you find you're in a place or you're with a person and they don't have a kindness there, that may be because no one's given them any kindness. It's a cycle. Remember, we just said it was a cycle. Once you start giving kindness, it's easy to receive it. When someone has been nice to you, it's so easy to be nice to someone else. I was being pleasant, being nice to a sister about maybe a week ago. And she said, man, I'm on a roll. Someone did this for me, then they did that for me, and then you. And I'm like, it's you. You're doing something that's attracting all this kindness to you. It's you. I said, you may see other people sharing and giving and being a part of it, but I promise you, this is you. And so I'm telling you, when you're around someone that can't give kindness, is stuck on, I don't want to say stuck on stupid, but they're stuck on that negative way, it may be your job. They may be waiting for you to come and deliver some kindness to them, so that they'll have some next time they need to go out and to share, okay? Don't even let other people and their unkindness deter you, okay? I got a caller that would like to speak. Love my callers. Love them. Because they give us the opportunity to learn different things. So let's see here. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama 7. How are you? It's Siobhan.
Oh, Sister Siobhan. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm excited. I'm excited about this weekend. Some phone calls in and everything like that.
Yes, ma'am.
And be able to share this idea of kindness.
Yeah. So I had an experience not even an hour ago, well, about an hour and a half ago. I was scheduled to go into work. And I saw that, you know, the schedule was kind of set. And I just figured we got a lot of admissions in. I worked last night, so I'm just going to go in. I had some business transactions to also do at the job. So I was running a little late. I was feeling a little pressured. But I get there, and it was so tense, you know, during huddle. Everyone's sitting around, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? And I can tell, okay, we have a staffing issue.
Okay.
I was just canceled last week, but then I also was able to do a lot of shifts. So instead of three, I did five shifts. So I worked a lot last week. And yeah, I've been trying to work a lot. You know, there's things to get done, you know. And I see the tenseness. I feel the tenseness. I see the pressure my charge nurse is under. So I just told her, I said, you know, they're looking through the books. I was like, so we got to cancel somebody. She said, yeah, I have to cancel someone, and I have to have a nurse, you know, function as a tech. No problem. So we're standing around. I volunteered. I said, if it'll make things easier for you guys, I'll go. I said, I was just canceled about a week ago, but it's okay because I worked a lot last week, and I don't want to take away because one of my coworkers, she's planning a wedding. She had to drop down to part-time because she's in school to become a nurse practitioner. You know, she has a lot going on, and I didn't want them to cancel her because it was her time to get canceled. And
right.
I volunteered, and it lightened the mood, and I joked about it. I was like, it's okay. I was like, teamwork makes the dream work. We got to work together. You know, it's all right.
That's right.
And everybody started to smile, and the mood got lighter, and people started to function normally, you know. And it just was something as a simple act as that.
Right, right.
As a kindness, I will sacrifice my time. It's okay.
Yeah. And you don't understand. That is, I think that's like 100% exactly what I'm trying to show with the kindness aspect. You can make a choice. You made a choice. You could have been there sitting around looking like everybody else, like, it ain't going to be me. But you actively made a choice. No, I'm going to allow my kindness to be felt. And that is exactly what we're looking for. You know what I'm saying? And you may have really made a choice because Now the next person will be like, hey, well, you volunteered last time. I'll volunteer this time. And, you know, it helps to create then a culture of kindness.
Right.
And that's what we're looking for. Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
And that's why I made a point to say teamwork makes the dream work. We got to work together. It's okay. I know you're
that's
only
right.
part-time. I worked a lot last week. I'll take this. I'll take this hit.
That's right.
It's okay because I know it's going to come back to me because later on my charge nurse, I said, if you guys need anybody, if it gets crazy, just let me know, and I'll come and I'll help.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a little goes a long way. A little kindness goes a long way. Not that I'm expecting anything in return, but that feeling was just way too tense. And I'm like, this is not, it's not necessary right now. Let's just, we're here to help people. Let's lighten this load. It's okay, you know?
And that's amazing because it's like, we're here to help people. Let's start with ourselves first. You'd be surprised how we are not kind to the very people that are closest to us. You know, we spend, now I know nurses, sometimes y'all spend 10, 12 hours together. You know, I'm not even my coworkers that long. Y'all are there forever. Why not share a little bit, you know? And so that is so absolutely awesome. Yep, that's what we're looking for. Thank you so much for sharing. Forward to seeing you soon.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for the show. Hope to see you soon.
Okay, peace. Yes,
all right.
yes, family. That's exactly it. Hit it on the head. We are looking for that intentional kindness, you know, and that kindness being a choice. He didn't have to do that. Do you hear that? That was not a mandatory. We weren't picking straws. We were at a point where it's like, look, on my own, you know, on my own feelings, on my own understanding, I can volunteer for this. And that made a difference. So this is what I'm speaking about. I got another caller that would like to speak. We are going to really, really drill home this kindness because we need it. We need it. Hold on. Let's see here. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama Seven. This is Stacy. How are you?
I am well. How you doing, Stacy?
I'm great, thank you. I'm great.
Okay.
I'm going to have to piggyback off of Siobhan.
Yeah.
You know, as nurses, we spend a lot of time at work, you know, and there's things that we have to do that deal with compassion and being empathetic and sympathetic at all times. And
Man. And
in my role, just as of yesterday and today, I had a nurse that literally walked off her post. And in nursing, that is considered abandonment. You can actually lose your livelihood. We can take away your license. We, you know, it's a reportable event to the Department of Nursing and the Board of Nursing and the Department of Health. And honestly, the manager called me like, oh, my God, what am I supposed to do? Because she just walked out. And I'm like, are you sure she walked out? And I said, okay, wait a minute. And she was, you know, the manager was just going off like, da-da-da-da-da-da. I said, hold on. Calm down. Give me a little bit more information of what was going on. And she's like, well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. She's just been going through so much on her personal life. And I told her she had another patient. And she said, well, I'm leaving. And she said she just walked out. And I'm like, okay. Did she just walk out because she was going to treat the patient? Or did she leave the unit? I think she left the hospital. I said, did you call her? No, I didn't call her. I think we need to give her a call. You know, so, okay, let me call her. She's not answering. So she's, like, really, you know, so upset about it. And I said, okay, let me call her. So at that point, she's like, but this is a fireable event. Can't we just, you know, she's going to get fired and blah, 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 blah. And our medical director, he said that, you know, that's something that is abandonment and we need to fire her. But I said, no. I said, we're going to figure out what's going on with her. So I gave her a call and I said, hey, you know, I said, this is Stacy. Please give me a call back. I said, I understand that you left the unit. I'm not sure if you left the hospital. I said, however, if you did, I said, you must understand that this is a reportable event. It is patient abandonment and assignment abandonment, and you need to give me a call right away. I just want to know that you're okay and that you what your mindset is. That's the way where your mindset is. And she didn't call me. I was still on the other line with the manager. She called the manager, And she says, this is her calling me. And I hear her talking on the other line because, we have work phones and personals. So she's on her personal phone talking to her. I said, tell her you're going to call her back and you're going to three-way her with me. So we three-wayed, and I said, hey, this is Stacy. I said, I expected that you would call me back. I said, I just wanted to see what was going on with you. I want to make sure that you're okay. And, I mean, she was boo-hoo crying her eyes out. Not crying. I'm not okay. I'm going through so many personal things. I just couldn't take it anymore. I just needed to get out of there. She's just going off. And I said, okay. I said, work is one thing. I said, first of all, you're a nurse. You cannot take care of anyone if you're not okay.
That's right.
I said, you must be okay first before you can take care of anyone, especially mind, body, and spirit. I said, so if you're not in one, I said, we don't even want you to come in at this point,
Right.
I said, the most important thing is to make sure that you're okay. And she said, no, I'm not okay. I just need some time, And I said, well, we're going to grant you that time. However, the expectation is that you're going to give a call back to the manager tomorrow and let her know what's going on, where you are, if you need more time, blah, blah, blah. So sure enough, she did not call today. So about 3 o'clock, I called the manager and said, hey, did she reach out to you? She says, no, she didn't. I said, I'm going to give her a call. Then time got away from me because everybody started calling me. I never got to call her. So the manager called me, hey, did you get to speak to her? I said, no, I didn't. I said, you know what? I'm going to call her right now. So I called her, and she sounded so much better. And she's
awesome.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. God bless you guys for even thinking about me. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to lose my license. Thank you so much. She was so grateful that we just didn't fire her, because that in any other, hospital or maybe other situations, she would have been terminated. I said to her, I said, even though I'm going to hold her accountable, but not into that extent, I just wanted her to know that we were more, we just wanted to make sure she was okay. Yes, like she was just like so out of sorts. So I just felt, I said, you sound 100% better. I'm glad to hear your mom is coming, She said, I have to go to a hotel. That was what she was telling us yesterday. She got kicked out of wherever she was living. She was living in a hotel.
Wow.
And her mom is coming up this weekend, and her daughter's birthday is this weekend. So she was in a light, a very light spirit. She was very lightly spirited. So it felt so much better to hear her that way. And I just said to her, you just got to speak to the manager. And if you can't come in tomorrow, then that's fine. We'll see you on Monday. So that was a good thing.
That's so.
She blessed me in that sense, bless you guys. So it was round table.
But I need you to understand there are so many people up under that kind of pressure. Every day there are people that are under that kind of pressure where they don't know where they'll be living. They don't know, they don't have access to a car. They don't, we're in the middle of a housing crisis, and a little bit of kindness, just sharing some words, just giving her a minute, and you got to cry it out, whatever. Just giving people a minute to show that human part of them and to allow them that moment to be human in the middle of being responsible, in the middle of having a job, kids, spouses, everything. Just to know that someone cared enough to extend themselves, there are a lot of people living up under that kind of pressure, ready to crack, ready to, just not have it, to lose it. So it's so important that we do that. And we see a person, right? Every time we see somebody, we just see a person. But that person represents a family. That person represents an army of ancestors, that person. So we may think, okay, I'm going to be nice to this person, but really you're being nice to a whole community, a community of people here, ancestors, spirit, all of that, healing those forward and backwards in our lineage. And so something that may be like, look, protocol says this, but I'm going to make another decision. I'm going to make another judgment, and I'm going to see how I can have some kindness in this moment made such a difference in her. And coworkers see this. Other people be like, wow, she had a full meltdown, but yet they're still trying to talk to her. Maybe that'll give me an opportunity to be human as well. And so it's really important that we do that whenever we can, you know?
I had to be empathetic because I've been there before. I walked off the floor before as a nurse, and my boss came running after me in the parking lot like, don't do that, you know? And I, at that very moment, it was just like, you know, retrospect, hindsight of 2020. And I'm glad that she treated me like, you know, as a human and allowed me to deal with my emotions. And I just felt like I had to pay that forward.
Amen. Amen. So wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing and sharing also how critical things are right now and how everybody kind of needs a minute, you know. So thank you so much, sis. And I, of course,
thank
see you,
Mama.
Too.
You too. I will, definitely. You will see me. All right. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. All right, please. Ooh, that was a big one. That's a big one, y'all. I'm telling you, so many people act critical. I mean critical. Like, we don't have no more leftover critical. Like, I don't have, you know, we had the radio program, The Straw That Broke the Camel's Back. And what did we discover? It's just a regular piece of straw. And ain't nothing special about it. It ain't nothing heavy about it. It was just one more thing that they couldn't handle. And a little bit of kindness can ease that. And don't think, okay, for all my empaths out there, listen. We're not saying you had to go pick it up. I'm not saying you had to go pick up that junk. I'm not saying that you're going to have to put this person on your back and carry them up the mountain. No. But a little kindness, a little empathy, a little sympathy goes such a long way and can really make a difference in someone's heart. So let's try to think about that. I got a couple questions here. Do you find that kindness takes more energy? And as both of our nurses, now, a wonderful approach, we're full of nurses, counselors, we got a couple social workers. We have people that have made caring and compassion and reaching out, that's part of their job. It's their job, it's their passion, they can't get away from it. Do you find that kindness takes more energy? It does. It really does. Kindness means you may have to make an extra phone call. Kindness means that you may have to make a personal sacrifice yourself for the benefit of someone else. So kindness does take a little bit of extra. It does. Now, it's worth it. I've always seen kindness be returned some way or another. I've had people be so kind to me, I'm like, this belongs to someone else. I'm not even going to absorb this blessing because I know I'm going to turn around and give it to somebody else because this blessing here was delivered in such a kind energy that I know it's not all for me. So that kindness, it takes a little bit more energy, but it is worth it. It's worth it. God gives us the energy for it, you know? And then the other question I got, and this is real, is valid. Can you ever lose by being too kind? And this is a real question, and it's a real question because sometimes people do worry about being taken advantage of. You know, sometimes people do worry about, if I give them this, then they'll have more than me, or they'll I won't be able to do that, or however it works. You know, so there are people that do worry about giving too much, being too kind. And I can tell you, don't. Number one, when you're being kind, truly, it has to come from a place that you are not attached to the outcome, okay? So whether the person does great, whether the person doesn't do great, be detached from the outcome. Your only worry or concern is to put the energy forward. That's it. My only anything is to be kind. I know one time I was in Atlanta, And I had me a cup of ice, and it had kind of melted, so it was like ice water. So it was perfect. That's how I like my ice water, melted ice. And I was walking, and I was financially challenged at the moment. It's fine. And I was walking downtown Atlanta, and I had he appeared to be housing challenged man come up to me. Can I have some money? I don't have any money. And I didn't. And he was like, well, can I just have some change? And I was like, sorry, I really don't have any money. Oh, well, can I just have your ice? And I looked, and I was like, my ice? I said, I've put my mouth on this. You sure you want this? It's so hot out here. It's so hot, I haven't had anything. And I was like, okay. And so I turned over my cup of ice. And this person takes my cup of ice and dumps it on the ground between us and throws the cup into the street or whatever. And at that moment, it made me freeze. Like, oh, did you just waste my ice? My ice water? Yeah. So I was perturbed. What are you talking about? You wasted my ice? And then I really had to stop and think, hey, really? Whether he took the ice and drank it, whether he used it to bathe with, whether he washed off, his face with, no matter what he did from the moment it left my hand, that was his part. That's what he had to be accountable for, okay? I had already done my part. I made the sacrifice. I made it in kindness. I'm done after that. I'm done. I don't have to worry about it. Even though my initial reaction was like, I cannot believe you just did that. Spirit gave me the strength to walk away, and really, really be resolved that my part in that whole scenario was complete. I don't have to be mad. I don't have to be bitter. I don't have to say, well, I'll never share my cup of ice again. I don't have to do any of that because what I intended to do occurred. I shared to someone who I thought needed it. Now, what they did with it is beyond me. And so I share this story because everyone's not going to jump up and down when you try to be kind to them. There may be a time and place and space where you think you are making like the big sacrifice and they're looking at you like, and I don't know if you've ever tried to share a cookie with a two-year-old, but they will make you feel like you have not done a thing by giving them the last cookie almost out your mouth. So not everyone is as in tune with them, with their spirit. Not everyone is in that great place where they can really receive blessings and where they can really receive positivity and everything like that. And where they are in their journey is completely irrelevant to us. So, when this lighthouse is shining this light, that is shining a light because there's a dangerous situation right here. And so the lighthouse is shining this light to anyone who needs to see it. Now, there are some people that will see that light and be like, oh, wow, I needed that light. Thank you so much for shining. And then there's some people that will shield their eyes and be like, man, you're blinding me. And then they move in an area and in an energy of whatever they're moving in. That is irrelevant to us. The lighthouse just has the job to shine the light. Our job is just to put the energy out there. That's our job. We'll choose to do that on them. And, we're sharing. There is a culture of unkindness running around. There's a, what they call it, simp energy, or somebody's whooped, or nice guys finish last, or good girls are boring, or whatever. There's tons of very intentional energy out there to minimize just some basic kindness. I'm going, you know, we've taken sarcasm and wit up to an art form, and it's not artistic, okay? So we're in a culture now that doesn't truly accept positivity. We're in a culture now that has an underlining of negativity to the point where that even when you're being kind, your kindness is questioned. So understanding the world, see, the world has to do that, because if we all started being kind to each other, what would we accomplish? If we all started being kind and considerate and thoughtful, our enemies would tremble in their boots. We are the ones that need to be creating this energy of kindness, period. Without needing anything in return, without feeling guilty about sharing or caring, without needing to investigate, well, are they worth this? Are they worth? No. Kindness is not about the other person. Kindness is about you, okay? And I think if we can just keep our brains not focused on the other person, because they're going to be what they're going to be. You know, they may evolve, they may not be evolved. We're not worried about that. If we can keep our kindness, the measure of kindness on our intentions, then we've already accomplished our goal. And the goal might be just to set the example for kindness. The goal may be, you know, not to be that straw that's going to break that camel's back, you know. Our job may be just to make sure there are other options to the craziness that's running around the world masquerading as relationships. So I would like everybody, take a moment. You know, there are a couple of choice words in that definition of kindness. Take a moment and apply as many of these words to your actions. Sympathetic, helpful, gentle, affectionate, loving, attentive, considerate, and thoughtful, okay? And I can tell you, part of a wonderful approach, that the wording on even the name of the organization is so very important. It's a wonderful approach. It's not possibly the best approach. It's not, you know, the highest approach in the land. It's not, there's so many things that it's not. It's wonderful. For something to be wonderful, you know, wonderful is a different energy on the same lines of kindness. So when you're going about your weekend, really let's spend some time thinking about what does it mean to be wonderful? What does it mean to be kind? And how many different ways can I do that this weekend? You know, and let's say, oh, I don't know how to do it, Mom 7. I don't do these things. Number one, a wonderful approach. We did our first community event. We had the listening party, and that I'm so proud of. I'm so proud of it because that gave us the opportunity to be out in our community. We were showing our community kindness. Every month, a wonderful approach donates to Haiti, We Hear You. And that's a feeding program. That's making sure people eat. Last year, we had the bigger event. We had, you know, I don't even know how big this year is going to be. As soon as we get the details, I'll let you know. But we had this big event and pulled people together because we said, hey, we're going to be kind to our neighbors, the water. So, you know, these are kindnesses. This is how we express it. You know, when we get ready to do our devotions and we have our fast buddy, that's nothing but kindness. You are waking up, struggling your own self, but yet you have someone that's going to help support you and hold you up out of the kindness of their heart. So we have all these opportunities within A Wonderful Approach to show and practice that kindness muscle. And the more you do it, whether you're doing it for work, whether you're doing it for affiliations, whether you're doing it for family, the more you do this, the more you flex that muscle, the stronger it gets, right? So I was so excited to present this information. There were some things I had to go back and just kind of work on and think about myself, you know, and I had to think about how I wanted to harness the power of kindness. How do you harness it? How do you be intentional with it? And so I've been sitting, you know, with this, trying to make sure, yes, this is how this is going to show the power of such a gentle energy, okay? I want to say thank you to my callers that called in, sharing their wonderful stories, how that kindness, compassion, all of that works right there together. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes, right? So moving into the prayer portion, I want to tell you that the faith walk, when I say was off the chain, it was off the chain. And one of the things that made it so off the chain for me is because there was a different prayer that was presented, a prayer that I had heard before, but it touched me. And I said, you know what? I want to learn this prayer. I want to memorize. I have memorized certain prayers, I said, I'm going to add this one to my database. But that's how much it touched me. And so this is Psalm 51 starting at verse 10. And, I've been sitting with it since Sunday, and it's like every night I'm finding an excuse to say it. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, let's just admit you want to learn it. It's okay. But if you get a chance, look at it and share into the energy of it. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy from me. To me, the joy of thy salvation, uphold me with thy free spirit. Then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall spew forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou desirest not a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the arch, the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they bullock upon thy altar. Spending time asking God for cleansing and for renewal should be on every spiritualist's top list. I say amen. I thank God for the awareness, and we'll move forward in our energies. Peace.